Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I am John Orlando, I am your humble host, and welcome to episode 119, which, if I'm going to characterize it, I'm probably going to say it's a little bit of a Christopher Nolan type of episode. And what do I mean by that? I mean, this episode is an episode about another episode of a podcast, and we're talking about it on this podcast. Whoa! It's like Inception, dude. Okay, maybe it's not that much like Inception. But anyways, a few weeks ago, I got the opportunity, and you probably seen me tweet about it or heard about it on Facebook or whatnot, that I was going to be a guest on the Three Geeks podcast. The guys, Jason, Dan and Max over there at the Three Geeks podcast, they were nice enough to extend the invitation for me to come on and talk about geeky things, which, I mean, I don't do enough of it on my own podcast, but I had a great time. And, you know, those guys are doing what I'm doing. They're guerrilla, if you will. They're doing it underground, man. They're independent, and I dig that, and I like that, and I can appreciate it. They have a lot of different podcasts that they do throughout the week, and a lot of other cool things going on. And if you're interested to catch, I guess you could call it the original broadcast, and yes, I just used air quotes that nobody can see, simply just go over to YouTube and just search for Three Geeks Podcast, and I believe it's episode 81 that I'm on. But what I've done is I went ahead and lifted the audio track from it so that you can listen without the visual. Although I don't know why you wouldn't want to look at this pretty face. I mean, well, at least my mother says it's a pretty face. I don't know. But anyways, all joking aside, the guys were cool enough to let me borrow this, so to speak, sample this if you want to go back to some old hip-hop terminology and use it for episode 119. I will tell you that I joined a little bit late. I was having some technical difficulties. They were using Google Hangout, and they, of course, being Max, Jason, and Dan. And for some odd reason, I've used Google Hangouts before on Firefox, but for some odd reason, the night that we recorded, it wouldn't, for some odd reason, work. It claimed it needed some type of security certificate, and so at the last minute, I had to download Chrome and then finally get in through that way. So it was literally about a minute and a half, 2 minutes late, but I joined the party, and we had a great time, and I think you're going to enjoy this. Very opinionated. I will say that. It's going to be a very opinionated episode, but one nonetheless that I'm sure we'll get a chuckle or two out of you. So with that being said, I'm not going to dilly-dally around anymore. There's a ton of stuff I want to talk about, but I want to jump right on into it. So maybe I'll talk about a few of those other notes on the back end of this episode of the PVD Cast. So right after this quick break, you're going to hear my appearance on the Three Geeks podcast. So please stick around.
Trivia Geeks, the Unpredictable Game Show podcast, is back with a brand new season. They've got a new host, new games, and a new day and time. But that's not all. Now you can download their companion app, TrivNow, and play along in real time. Watch Carrie on YouTube as she tries to convince her partner that his Dark Knight hasn't risen in years. Listen on Diamond Club and Alpha Geek Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also follow the show on Facebook and Twitter and get all the latest updates and showtimes.
180,000 possible titles for you to choose from. They got the new X-Files
audio drama.
Yeah. They got all the original cast back to do an audio drama. Check that out, audible.com.
audibletrial.com/3geeks. Now, it's amazing that they still let us say,
I know,
like,
I would have cut us off so long ago.
But I'm still trying to figure out why your arm would weigh 150 pounds. You couldn't lift up a book.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if they can't lift the book, how are they going to get a tablet to download Audible?
Well, someone can
good
put the
point.
Someone can put the tablet on their hand, like underneath their hand, and they can just do that. They can lift their stubby little sausage fingers.
But how do they know what they're getting? Is it just like a random?
Man, I'm telling you, look, you just get, well, I mean, hey, Rugen Z, they had the super awesome bed that did everything for you. Like, I'm telling you, it'll bring your tablet right there. you fucking.
Not that I want to turn off the 150-pound armed people. It's just it doesn't make sense.
Dude, when your arm is 150 pounds and it's mostly fat, you're not lifting that bitch up too high.
I think they would have one of those grabber claws so that they could grab the book so they wouldn't have to leave the couch. You know what I mean, right? You know, grab one of those and bring it up to them.
But see, that's all that lifting. Oh. They have to lift up their arm. They have to lift up the claw. Then they have to grab the book and then hold that. Will they bring that to their other arm? Then they have to lift up their arm every time they turn a page. Think about these poor, fat people.
I've got a lot of questions about this.
I think there's only one thing that we have to do. I think you have to just have all of the obese people that are listening email or tweet.
Morbidly obese.
Huh?
Morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese. Have to be there, you go. You got to have them all tweet.
At least 500 pounds.
Okay. You got to have them tweet or email you guys as to whether this theory, Max, is correct or not.
I think it all makes logical sense if you think about it. It's a bit technical and it might be over you guys' head. But that's fine.
But if they're 400, you know, their arm is 150 pounds, and that means they eat a lot, right? So how are they getting food if they can't?
I don't know, man. I don't know how they got this way. I'm not judging, okay? I'm very judgmental right now.
A lot of questions.
Hey, that's how they live their life.
Huh? Now, Audible is an Amazon company.
Uh-huh.
Amazon has that little Echo Dot thing. You can just yell at that thing. It downloads your audiobooks. It brings you burgers.
You're like, yo, Alexa, hook me up with 2 double quarter pounders and George Takei reading Star Trek #1. Thank you.
And there you go.
Bam. Dan's the man. That's how the fat people get it. Anyway, books are also
our audience. Thank you.
Books are a major fire hazard. And that's all just paper ready to go up, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. Like, now you're picking on hoarders?
No, I didn't say... look, man, if you want to have a massive fire hazard in your house, that's your business. But if you don't, try all of them.
And if you're gigantically big, I mean, you got to recline on something.
You know?
So, I mean, books, you can stack them to the right height to each, you know... individual fold. It's fine.
To support them. Anyway, yeah. www.audibletrial.com/freegeeks.
John, when I sent you the notes at the bottom of it, I wrote, be ready for tangents. This is what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I figured that's, yeah, it's A-okay. It happens. It happens on my podcast too, where you know you just go down some dark avenues at times. You know.
Well, I guess this isn't for the 150-pound armed people, but we sell T-shirts. I don't think they'd make them in your size.
T Public, you can get them. You can get them up to like 5X, I think.
But we're talking like moo-moo sizes.
But I'm just saying, like I think you can get them. Yeah, if you get like 3 of them, then you're gonna have the Super 3 Geek shirt. It's gonna be 3 Geek shirt. I didn't think about that.
Or you can get 2 3 Geeks and 1 Mike McGee TV shirt.
Yeah. And then sew those together to make a moo moo.
But wait a minute. How are they gonna sew when they don't even have enough energy?
I'm not saying they gotta do it. They just gotta pay somebody else to do it. They don't have to do it themselves.
How are they gonna get money? They can't work.
They're internet. They're IT people. They're just yelling at people on the internet anyway.
Call Prime now.
They're like, did you unplug your computer?
That's probably the guy, same guy that leaves us troll comments.
Hey, man. Like, that guy, oh, the racist one?
Maybe.
Nah, dude, not the racist one. I feel like he's doing stuff in his day. Wait, he's out there doing racist things.
You have a racist troll?
This dude sent us a comment one time where it was just like...
He liked us.
Yeah. The first few sentences were good. They're like, hey, you guys have a good... podcast, yada yada yada, except for all the N-words and the Jews.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, though, we don't actually have any Jews on our podcast.
Well, occasionally.
Well, I mean, as a guest, but I mean, like, he wasn't on that episode, and I don't think he'd been on the podcast at that time.
No, we added him after.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just weird. So yeah, it was just like really racist for no reason.
He's just,
and again, and he had like good things to say at the beginning and the end of the thing.
Well, at the end, he said that we make him want to kill his kid or something like
right.
that.
Right, you know, that's a good thing for racists.
Oh, okay.
I guess we have topics and other fun stuff. Anyway, the links to the T-shirt stores for us and our buddy Mike McGee over at youtube.com/MikeMcGeeTV are in the description of this video. I think that's all we have, right? Oh, iTunes, Stitcher, check us out there.
Maybe we should stop plugging Mike for his sake, you know?
Just throwing Mike's name out there.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you know what? He's no longer associated.
I feel bad for John because he joined the he's on tonight, and we've only got three of the 87 three geeks that are normally here.
No, it's good. It's good. It's
hey, it's what I said at Space. Is it the three geeks is like the four horsemen in pro wrestling? There's, you know,
yeah,
12 four horsemen, you know.
Yeah, and then Dan made a nice – was it Dan that made the nice reference to Gremlins? How you just get one of us wet and we multiply?
Phrasing.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. So this is not really a geek topic, but there's not really a lot in the world of geek news this week. So Roseanne is coming back to television. So following Full House, Girl Meets World, what other shows?
Gilmore Girls,
oh, X-Files, 24. Like all these shows from the 90s are coming back.
Voltron.
Will and Grace
is coming back.
Yeah. Coming back. Yeah,
and I think, is Twin Peaks coming back or not? Because it was, and it's not, and then it is, and then it's not.
Yes.
Okay.
It starts May 21st. They did 18 episodes, all directed by David Lynch.
Why do we need Roseanne to return?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember that show being funny at all.
Thank you. Okay.
Like,
thank you.
Like, I don't know. Roseanne and Cheers, I'm just like, I don't fucking get it. See, I just don't get it.
I like Roseanne as a child. Me and my wife have been watching it like before bed. It helps me go to sleep. But the one thing I remember about that show is John Goodman. Even as a kid, I'm like, this guy is way too talented for television. And John Goodman is coming back for the show. And I like watching John Goodman, so I'm gonna watch the show.
I'm with Max. I never got it. Like, she was like one of the comedians I didn't get. I'm like, it's okay. I guess people find her funny, but I just couldn't like. Like her, Daniel Tosh, Dom Rickles. I didn't get any of them. I never found any of them funny. I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, so I could care less that Roseanne's coming back.
I just found her voice annoying, but like, yeah, I said, John Goodman
like,
was
super annoying. Yeah. I mean, because like I put Roseanne Barr in with like Gilbert Gottfried, you know, or Bobcat Goldthwait. You know,
it's
like,
dude, Gilbert gets me every time though.
No, but like, look, it's like their voices. Like, I'm not saying they're not funny, because I think Roseanne is funny. But her voice gets to me so bad that I can only deal with, like, I couldn't sign up for half an hour every day of Roseanne. Like, there's no way I could invite that into my life.
So my question is, is it going to be like Boy Meets World? Is it going to be like they focus on the daughter or one of the daughters or the kids, and then Roseanne's like the grandma or whatnot? Or
it's pretty, the story is pretty, like, surprising. Like, I guess John Goodman, the girl who played Darlene, Sarah Gilbert, and Roseanne have all signed on. The rest of the cast, even the guys that are on The Big Bang Theory now, are all in negotiations to return. But I guess there's a bidding war for this show with only three of the cast members opting to come back. So I guess there's a demand for Roseanne to return somewhere. Which I was really surprised when I read that. I mean, like I said, I'm down for anything John Goodman decides to do, and that's the only reason I will be watching it.
Well, Hollywood has officially run out of new ideas.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... I guess if you just make another show about, like, you know, kind of like poor people who can't get along, and then they got a crazy drunk sister, like, they just be like, oh, look at another Roseanne knockoff. And so you might as well just make Roseanne, I guess, at that point, you know, because
I'm just wondering if
otherwise they're calling you a, you know, it's not an original idea, you know.
Like, multi-camera sitcoms don't seem to really work anymore, like, except for the exception of Big Bang Theory, and I guess the new Tim Allen show does okay. But
yeah, and that's
maybe
not
why they're bringing these shows back is because they want to, because it's getting the audience that they're looking for, those multi-camera sitcoms that some of the new multi-camera sitcoms aren't picking up on.
That Tim Allen sitcom is not funny at all.
They're
funny.
I've watched it a few times, and I think I laughed through one episode. The rest of them, not really so much. It's not like Home Improvement. It seemed like. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know. It seems more like Fox News meets Home Improvement. It really is. It's like Fox News. I watched it with my ex-girlfriend's father. Loved that show, and I sat there and watched one. I'm like, what the hell are we watching? It's just Fox News with a laugh track.
He did a whole thing about how his neighbor had an Obama sign in the front yard. Like, it was an episode. It was a whole episode.
Yeah. It's crazy. And the one daughter, I can't like get over her because she used to be on Justified. She was like the drug dealing backwoods little girl that Raylan Givens had to save all the time, and that's all I could see her as. I'm like, she's not a hip daughter in the suburbs, you know. She's growing a massive amount of weed in the backyard, you know.
And, oh, she's out there doing work. Like, I remember that little girl. I watched that show too.
Yeah, I can't remember the character's name. I want to say it's Darlene, but that's not it, because that's the Roseanne. That's Roseanne. I can't remember her name, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She had a pistol underneath the sofa that one episode, you know, the dude trying to... Yeah, I mean, she's a badass. You don't want to mess with her. She ain't Tim Allen's kid in the suburbs.
Well, we had one story that me and Max added a few minutes ago, so if you have not seen Split or the internet or Facebook or social media at all, then tune out for, like, 10 minutes. But, You're going to unplug yourself when I'm sitting right next to you?
Yes, constantly.
We just had this conversation. Anyway, so there is a sequel to Split coming out called Glass, which everybody knows because the director himself tweeted out that Split was a surprise sequel to Unbreakable. So now we're finally getting that, you know, third movie called Glass. What are your thoughts? Are you excited to see? Yeah. Like Bruce Willis and
Samuel yeah, Jackson, dude. Unbreakable was M. Night Shyamalan's fucking best work, if you ask me. Like, I dig it. So I'm down. I haven't seen Split yet, but I've heard, you know, pretty good things about it. I want to see it. I just kind of missed it in the theater. So
I have not seen Split, and I had no desire to see it until it was revealed that it, you know, until I heard through the grapevine that it's the supposed sequel. Well, no, not supposed. The sequel to Unbreakable. I'm like, okay, now I got to go see it. So. I need to rewatch Unbreakable too, because it's probably been about 10 years since I've watched it, you know, and I've only watched it, I think, 2 times, so I need to dive back into it.
Dude, you should watch Split. Split is unbelievable. James McAvoy plays, I think, 24 different personalities, and he does it. So... Watch this movie. Watch it. He is so good. Like, okay, Unbreakable,
like,
was.
Let's think about what James McAvoy's been in, though, okay?
But I like the movies he's been in.
You like Wanted?
I've never seen Wanted. I'm talking about, okay. I'm talking about the X-Men movies.
Okay. I agree. I did not like Wanted.
But, like, my whole thing is, why do they call it Wanted? Yeah. You could have named it anything else. It just has nothing to do with what you were basing it on.
I agree. That's,
call it anything else. And the movie works as, like, a crappy action flick.
I agree. The same thing with G.I. Joe. The Rise of Cobra. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Why was that not just called American Strike Force or whatever? Because it had nothing to do with G.I. Joe whatsoever. I was the guy, like, in the theater, like, ranting and raving and trying to hold his rage in.
You were the oh, come on guy?
Yeah. I was like, this is not... The Baroness and Duke are, like, lovers? No! You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, no, it's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Dan, you look genuinely surprised. What are your thoughts on... The Split Unbreakable sequel called, titled Glass.
I never saw Split, but I will now. I like that M. Night Smiley Man is going back to better movies. Because that, like, he did The Sixth Sense, and everybody raved over that one. Unbreakable, I think, was his best.
Yep,
I agree.
And then there was his downward spiral.
And then The Visit was kind of his start.
Yeah, I really liked The Visit.
I did too.
Which one? Which
one was The Visit? I don't remember.
That had their grandparents.
Oh, I never saw that one. Yeah, no, because I heard he directed it, so I never saw it.
It was really good.
That was actually really cool. I haven't seen Split, but he got good things, which is better than he's gotten in quite a while. I kind of like Lady in the Water, honestly.
Probably not for the good reasons. Like, I was talking about The Happening with Max earlier.
Oh, no.
The Happening.
The Happening is the comedy gold. That one line that Wahlberg says, like the old lady's like, "You're gonna kill me." He's like, "What? Me? No."
They did that in the Split Honest trailer at Screen Junkies. They had that. They're like, really? "What? Me? No."
That's so good.
Oh, the acting. But maybe that's what M. Night needs. He needs the lower budgets. He needs the smaller studio. And he can just focus on his stories instead of trying to be bigger than he is.
Stop doing that damn twist ending on everything.
I don't know. I like the twist ending of Split, but it was already spoiled for me, too. I knew about the end before.
That's not a twist, though.
It's kind of a twist. If you didn't know that it was a sequel to Unbreakable,
but
and
not
then Bruce Willis
twist
shows
in
up
in the movie, though. It's just like it's the end credits sting. You know, that's what it is. It's like it's not a twist. Like, you know, a twist is something that changes the plot dramatically. You know, like this is like, oh, it's a part of a greater universe. So that's good to know. You know, like, it's not a twist.
Are you saying, Max, it would have been a twist if James McAvoy all of a sudden became Professor X?
If James McAvoy actually turns out to be Samuel L. Jackson, that would have been a twist.
He just tears the Scooby-Doo mask off.
Yes. That would have been a twist.
You guys notice none of my personalities were black? Well, guess what?
Ha-ha! I am diverse.
Oh, he missed the glass.
Yeah, no. But it's not a twist. Like, you're like, oh, M. Night Shyamalan's back in again. I'm just like, no, man.
I think I quit watching his films after Signs.
Did the Village come out after Signs?
Yeah, when did Lady in the Water? Because I think it was Signs, then Lady in the Water, if I remember correctly.
No, Signs, then The Village, then Lady in the Water.
And then The Happening, and then I think way too much about his career. Last Airbender.
Well, I mean, it's just because it's always like such a huge flop that you can't help but notice. M. Night Shyamalan made another one.
I completely forgot about it.
Look at this crazy, stupid thing that he did now.
Devil was okay.
What?
Yeah, that was okay. Was
stupid.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
No. The whole bread with the jelly thing.
Yeah, man. Who doesn't like toast and jelly?
Bro? I love toast and jelly.
Okay. Whatever.
But no, it's. I liked The Village. I mean, I know it was like a kind of a letdown, the big twist, but I don't know. I dug that movie. I didn't think it was that bad.
I hated Signs. What
Signs
the fuck?
I thought it was okay. I didn't like Lady in the Water, and I think that's when I stopped, because I never saw The Village, and after hearing about it, I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't waste 90 minutes of my life.
Right.
So
Signs and The Village were both good for the first 75%.
Yeah.
I enjoyed both of them for the first 75%.
But then you hit the
twist. Water twist. The water kills the aliens, and they came to a planet of all, like, pretty much water.
Yeah.
And then,
how do you beat aliens? You just pour water on them and beat them with a stick.
Yeah, man. You waterboard them. I mean,
who knew?
Don't try to torture one of them.
I was going to make some political joke, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to leave that alone. aliens and waterboarding.
No, it's just full of Mel Gibson pontificating for like the first half of the film, and when I ran out of Smiley Man names. Sorry. and when he shows up, I thought he was going to apologize for the film. I'm like, sorry, everybody, it's been boring so long, but I swear it picks up.
Is that the twist? He apologizes at the end.
So good. The movie stops. He just like walks out like, hey guys, director M. Night Shyamalan here. Just wanted to say a brief apology. Let you know that it will be picking up in the next 3 minutes.
It's like, you know, the old 80s films, you know, when you went and they would have that stupid film break in the middle, like Hulk Hogan and Gremlins and a couple other ones that I can't remember now. Yeah, like that. He just kind of shows up.
I'm down.
What else we got? So rumor is that Fox is reading actresses for the role of Rogue in future X-Men movies. Max, you're lately on the Fox train.
But they've got a long way to go with these X-Men movies, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not gonna get excited.
What's the next? Isn't the next one supposed to be the Dark Phoenix storyline?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they're gonna fuck that all up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's funny that Bryan Singer keeps setting up these Phoenix movies, and then he leaves right when they...
I was about to say, if it's Bryan Singer, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I just don't care. It's going to be terrible.
So now we get a sequel to 2?
We're getting a sequel to Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's the next one.
Yeah, but it's the Phoenix one.
Yeah.
And she, you know...
But 2, that's not part of the timeline anymore, Dan. Dan, they fucked the timeline 4 times. I don't even know why you're going back to X2. Like, that shit barely exists anymore.
That was the last one that was almost good.
I've liked all of the new ones, but Fox doesn't care about continuity. They don't care. They're just releasing superhero movies. And that's why I think Deadpool and Logan were so good, because they, again, don't care about continuity. They can just make a good story.
Yeah. But actually, we were talking to these people at the panel, and there was a girl there who did not like the discontinuity of Logan. She found it threw her off. And I was like, that's pretty interesting.
I just want to know, are they going to find somebody as hot as Anna Paquin to play Rogue?
I don't think Anna Paquin's that hot, though. I'm like,
I think
she was.
I mean, like, she's like, she's, I'm not saying she's not good looking. I don't want to say that she's not good looking. I'm not saying that. I'm saying is like there's 20 chicks out there in Hollywood that are easily as good looking as Anna Paquin or better looking than Anna Paquin. Like, she's not so stunningly gorgeous that you can't replace her as far as beauty is concerned. And she's not that great of an actress, or was not given that great of material when she was in the movies. So, better writing, hotter chick, let's do it. Right?
Who are some of the actresses that are reading? Have they released that?
No, not that I saw.
Okay.
It would be interesting, though.
Yeah, it would be. I hope it's not Michelle Rodriguez, because I can't stand her. She's terrible.
Yeah, man.
And everything.
No, I'd love to see a Michelle Rodriguez. Then Vin Diesel will show up.
Oh, I hate her. I do not like that chick.
Vin Diesel will show up and start talking about family.
The X-Men are family.
like Wolverine's like, yeah.
You're oh, no, he can fun. Show up as Groot. He'll show up as Groot and start talking about family.
How's he going to do that?
I am Groot. Yeah, Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. And then she's like, yeah, family.
Yeah, but this version of Groot will actually grow into like a giant wooden Vin Diesel, so you wouldn't really know the difference.
Right. So it'll just look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. With less hats.
No, you just carve those in.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. I just want to see this movie now.
Just shows up with a shotgun, like, I'm broke now. There's nothing you can do about it.
All right, here's a question for anybody. Who would you like to see as Rogue?
Ooh.
That's a very good question.
That's why I asked it before anyone could ask me, because I have no idea.
Who you got, Dan?
Someone who has a good script and a great director.
Well, so that's not anything to do with the actress.
No. Like she brings them in.
Should we?
Okay.
She like brings her own script. She's like, I want this guy to do it.
Thanks, Dan.
Do we go young, or do we want to go older Rogue?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, it has to be young to 20s or something, because that's the movie. Are they using Sansa Stark still? Mm-hmm. Then yeah, she's gonna have to be around that age.
I hope so, because that was the best part about Apocalypse, was the younger mutant.
There was not really any good part.
It was whatever, Max.
It was a pretty fucking terrible movie.
Whatever, Max.
Oh my goodness.
I'm stumped by this. I don't know who I could who would be a good Rogue. I'm stumped.
I haven't seen The Circle yet, so ooh, I'm gonna withhold my Emma Watson judgment.
How about Ariel Winter? I mean, if she's not busy slutting it up on Instagram, I mean, could she come on over to play Rogue?
I don't know who that is.
I am checking right now.
She's Modern Family.
Yeah.
Oh!
She's
the
incredibly chesty,
daughter?
And she's always, yeah, the youngest daughter. She's always half naked on Instagram.
All right. Yeah. I can see that.
There
that
you go.
Too bad.
There's my pick.
That's a good pick.
Thank you. We're just going to get with that.
We'll run with that.
Honestly, I don't care. I'm not gonna see it anyway.
Yeah, for real. I mean, especially if Bryan Singer's got any of his little dirty mitts on it. Like, obviously, he can't make an X-Men movie that I like, so I'm done giving him opportunity. You know, like,
who do you want to see Max direct an X-Men film?
Oh God, I mean, like, can we get Spielberg? Is that not an option?
Sure.
I'll take Spielberg then. I want him to do it. Like, I like the comic book movies that are, you know, the comic book shit is kind of like just kind of there. You know, like Captain America is a good spy movie. Fucking, you know, Avengers is a good team. You know, it's like, hey, we need a fucking team of guys. And, you know, it fulfills its role as that. Like, you know, make an action adventure movie. It's like, hey, but it just happens to be with the X-Men in it. You know, Indiana Jones with the X-Men. Fucking, I'm down. I'm totally down.
I would go Joss Whedon, but that's so...
Joss Whedon can fucking make it. That's absolutely true. But he's making Batgirl now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Any ideas, Dan? Who would you have direct an X-Men film?
Oh, God, here we go.
Co-directed by David Lynch and Cronenberg.
No. There's no fucking way.
That would be awful.
I would never go see that movie.
It'd be the most disjointed body horror thing
okay.
ever.
Okay, if that was the case, they would be running Mr. Sinister in the Savage Land.
What about the director of Logan? What about letting him take a crack at an X-Men film?
Mangold?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm down. Why not? I'm not hating on anybody, just except for Bryan Singer.
David,
because that guy fucking can't make an X-Men movie, obviously.
The David Lynch thing is funny because David Fincher just signed on to do the World War Z sequel. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
No.
Which I will not watch either.
I like the first one for what it was.
Read the book, dude. It's so much better.
That's usually the case.
No, I mean, they cut, like...
Had to.
The movie,
had to, Jimbo.
No, like, major plot points are gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like somebody gave them, like, the Cliff Notes.
It's just like
some guy and zombies, all right.
It's just like somebody made a super badass comic book about how supervillains took over the world, and somebody made a movie about it, but it had nothing to do with anything in the fucking comic book. Sort of like that.
Yeah. Sort of like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Max. But speaking of Logan, it is coming back to screens May 16th in black and white. I want to see this. Like, I am looking forward to this. It's going to be awesome. It fits the tone of the movie.
Is Logan for Oscar bait?
What's that? I bet you they will.
I hope, man. I think
Sir
Patrick Stewart needs to win Best Supporting Actor.
I don't care if he wins. I think he deserves to be nominated.
He needs to win.
I haven't seen the rest of the Oscar films, so I'm not going to go that far. But nomination is definitely in the realm of possibility. Oh, you going to see this in black and white?
Maybe. I mean, I did love Logan, so I might go see it in black and white. But I liked it. I don't know. I don't feel like it needs to be in black and white. I think it's going to be weird.
I think it's going to be cool. I think it'll be cool in black and white. I think I was looking forward to this because I think it'll add it'll just have a different feel to it. And I'm waiting for them to, you know, I'm waiting for Jay and Silent Bob too to be there. Oh wait, that's a different movie. My bad. Different black and white movie. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not Clerks.
Although that would be sweet if they were just standing in the
Jay
background.
Silent Bob and fucking Blunt Man and Chronic in the Logan movie.
They're just hanging outside that giant tank that they live in. Like, hey, what's up? $15, little man, you know?
The dude that he goes and buys the drugs from is fucking Jay. Oh, that would be great. That would be fucking great.
The way that we're just taking many universes here tonight and just putting them together, we should work for IDW. I mean, that's just, you know.
We should. What were you saying, Dan, about The Mist?
Did you guys see The Mist? If you got the 2-disc special edition, it had a black and white version too. That was actually really cool.
So was the Mad Max one. Was really cool, black and white.
Okay. Huh. Oh,
I didn't know they did that.
But the Chrome one.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know, Mad Max, like
Fury Road.
Fury Road. See, but again, like that one's so. The colors in that one, like, are part of the movie, you know?
It's
like,
true, but it's a different kind of, it's a different thing added to the
weird.
Film.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll just watch it. I mean, the only thing I can do is watch it.
I mean, that high-def green black and white is awesome.
Right? yeah, I don't know. So, I'm not a huge black and white fan, you know, like, I'll do it if the movie comes in black and white and there's no other way to watch it, but, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Where's the color?
Yeah, like, fuck, man. Can we add some Technicolor to this bitch?
I do like the fact that they're going to release the black and white version in the DVD and Blu-ray version when it comes out. Because I was thinking, like, oh, is this going to be where it's only going to be in theaters and you can never watch in the privacy of your own home?
Yeah, that's cool, too. Especially if you really like that sort of thing and you know, you're looking for it. Because, yeah, that would kind of suck. I mean, it's also, I don't know. I think having things that are just there for then is kind of cool too. I feel like everything is preserved for posterity now, and I'm just like, you know, things should come and go, you know. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but you know, it doesn't all have to be on videotape all the time. Mm-hmm. As I say that, I'm recording myself on the internet.
Yeah.
last topic of the day, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 comes out this weekend. This podcast talked so much about Guardians 1 when it came out. I think we did 16 reviews on it. We made it our like focal point for like our first, because this movie came out about the same time we started the podcast, like almost to the day, the first one.
Yeah, and it was good. It kind of like fucking blew the socks off everything because nobody knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were. This is another one of Marvel's possible missteps, and it was handled very well. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see Guardians too.
I am too. I never even read any of the books until after the movie because in fact, I'll be honest, I maybe have heard of them in passing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, but I couldn't tell you a damn thing about them in the books. And I had very low expectations, but I loved it. It was a really, really fun movie.
Yeah, Guardians was like a nice, like, it was the start of Marvel's, like, finger to DC. Like, look what we can do. And they did it really well. And then they followed it up with Ant-Man. Like, look at this. We just made a movie about an ant. And you guys are still trying to make a Superman film. And this year they're doing Planet Hulk. Like, come on. Like, nobody ever expected to see Planet Hulk.
Well, we're not really doing Planet
there,
Hulk.
There's going to be Planet Hulk in Thor. Come on. The trailer screamed Planet Hulk.
Yeah, but it's not really. Because, like, you don't know how long they're on that planet, though. You know, like, Planet Hulk, they send the Hulk to this other planet.
It's probably, like, the first
movie. He fucking spends
movie.
3 weeks conquering everything. You know, it's like, it's not the same. But anyway, it still looks pretty good. I'm excited about it.
Dan?
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, Guardians is still my favorite Marvel play. So
really?
Yeah.
Even after Doctor Strange?
I love Doctor Strange, but Guardians just has so much stuff in it. It's like why Hot Fuzz is one of my favorite movies.
I mean, fair enough.
You know, it's a buddy flick and a weird condensed space opera, and. Like space opera, like, you know, the 50s term, not literal space opera. But that, I would watch that too, honestly. And Guardians of the Galaxy 3, we all sing a lot. But yeah, I will happily see 2 very, very shortly.
And Dan said that that's his favorite Marvel movie, which made me want to ask the question, Max, what are your top 3 Marvel movies? Come on, off the cuff.
Okay, top, like, made from Marvel Studios?
Made Marvel Studios, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, top 3 would have to go Winter Soldier, then Avengers, then Doctor Strange.
Interesting. John?
Actually, no, Iron Man, I take that back. Iron Man, then Doctor Strange.
I'm going to go with Captain America Civil War. I'm gonna go with Iron Man as well. The first one I thought was really solid. And I'm gonna say that probably Guardians of the Galaxy would be 3rd.
Yeah, mine is Civil War, Guardians, Doctor Strange. I don't even have to think about it. I love Doctor Strange and Guardians, but you see Civil War, just everything that was good about the Avengers and everything is just so perfected in that movie, I think.
Yeah, because they finally get to the conflict between the team members, you know, in Civil War, which had been building and building and building, and, you know, I thought that was excellent for them to, you know, finally have that happen, you know, where there's the dissension among them all.
And it's another one of Marvel's movies that could have failed. It could have gone horribly wrong, and they managed to spin all of those characters perfect.
Now,
Dan?
Guardians, Doctor Strange, Winter Soldier. I mean, I would have thrown the Dolph Lundgren Punisher in there, at least in Marvel Studios.
yeah, fuck your stupid ass answer.
You're not giving me any leeway.
Even though I do enjoy the Dolph Lundgren Punisher as well. Like, I'm not going to lie. But...
The old 80s Doctor Strange TV movie?
No.
He's just wandering around pimping like half the time?
No.
What do you guys think about that? They apparently Sylvester Stallone wants to be in the 3rd Guardians.
He's in the 2nd Guardians.
Is he in? Is he going to be in this the one too?
Yeah, he plays
Judge Dredd.
I
don't break the law.
I'll tell you who's playing.
It would be better.
I love that movie.
It'd be better if he was Lincoln Hawks and he would just turn the hat around and be ready to arm wrestle everybody in
dude,
space.
Dude, no, that's like a switch, dude. When he turns that hat backwards, like.
That's it. It's that done.
It's on.
It's on. It's on.
You can't just throw that hat around for no reason, you know?
Hey, as a side note, man, I was going to bring this up because this is my favorite thing about James Gunn. Have you guys ever checked out James Gunn's PG porn?
Yes.
No. Okay. Yes, I have. That was my favorite thing from like 6 years ago. I loved all those episodes. They were hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Did she write for trauma for a while?
I think so. I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. I thought he got a credit on Romeo and Juliet.
It's possible. It would make sense. So Sylvester Stallone is playing Starhawk.
Starhawk.
Yeah. That's great. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, Starhawk. He was one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they do that because, like, the Guardians that I read that I really liked that got me in into the whole thing was the Dan Abnett run. I can't remember. God, I keep on forgetting the fucking artist name, and it's terrible. But
Lanning? Andy Lanning?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. But they had they kind of took the whole thing. It was really ridiculous, and then kind of took it and made it into, you know, something... Mm-hmm. Something else, and that's kind of what they borrowed from a little bit for Guardians, but they're using a lot of, like, because Yondu, the character that Michael Rooker plays, he's not in the Dan Abnett run, you know, he's like in the future Guardians of the Galaxy, so which is the original run of the comic book. So yeah, it's cool that they're pulling those characters, but I have no knowledge of who they are.
Well, I guess that's our show for this evening. John, tell us a little bit more about your podcast and where the people can find you.
Yeah, in my podcast, again, the PVD Cast. It's over at pvdcast.com. I just put up an amended episode. Yours truly being the big hockey fan that I am. Made some Stanley Cup predictions a couple weeks ago, and goddamn, they were terrible. Anyways.
Yeah, you had the Blue Jackets going all the way
no,
too.
No, no, no. No, I did not. Yeah, I did not, man.
Yes, you did.
It was all my West Coast picks, man. All the Western Conference picks, man. There was a lot of surprises out there, and I went with the safe bets. Yeah, safe bets didn't make it this year. So I just put up a new one. I got another one coming up here soon this week that I'm recording. So it's been a busy, as I've shared on my own podcast, it's been a busy couple of weeks for me. I've got a lot of stuff going on personally and professionally, and I'm sure you guys can empathize, you know, trying to make sure that you can get content out there and up is sometimes a challenge when life is handing you, you know, crap sandwich after crap sandwich sometimes. Yeah. You know? So, but anyways, it's over at pvdcast.com. I also have it available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and of course, Google Play as well. I'm on Twitter, at pvdmvp. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlandopvdcast.com, and also you can check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/pvdcast.
Yeah, if you're looking for John on Twitter, check out our social media. We've got his Twitter handle being tweeted out probably all week attached to this video. So, yeah, lots of fun. Check out our T Public store in the description of this video. We will be live again tomorrow with This Is Most Unorthodox, where we talk about everything and get offensive, and we let the chat give us ideas that turn into offensive.
Not offensive like we are here.
Yeah, different. We're talking, what do we talk about? Politics sometimes?
Yes, it's most unorthodox. You have to check it out.
Yeah, it's nuts. It gets nutty. But we will be live again next Sunday. We're going to do a little Three Geeks barbecue. We'll be doing some live Facebook stuff, and then all 87 of us will be crammed into the basement to do our podcast. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Break out the lube.
Thanks for joining us tonight, John. And for me, Max, and Dan, have a great night.
Put your keys in the bowl.
Get a weird... For the scare of the mask.
'Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, my appearance on the Three Geeks podcast. I want to thank Jason and Dan and Max for once again having me on, and I'd also like to thank them for letting me have the footage here to use for an episode of the PVD cast, a little cross promotion, so to speak, and I appreciate that. And if you want to find out about everything going on with those guys, I guess the best and simplest way to do it is just to go to Twitter at Three Geeks Podcast. They tweet out all the information about their shows, or if you want, just definitely go over to YouTube and search for Three Geeks Podcast, and all their podcasts will be there, and all the affiliate podcasts as well that those guys are involved with. So definitely check them out, if you will. Let's talk a little bit about my previous episode with Dom Riggio of Mess Bucket Comics. It's gotten a lot of feedback, and I appreciate everybody that said, hey man, I enjoyed it. It sounded like such an easy conversation for you, John, and it was, because Dom's a very charismatic guy. He's a passionate guy, and he loves hockey, and he loves comics, and you know, I'm sometimes hard-pressed to find somebody that loves hockey as much as I do. Certainly have some friends that fall into that category, but so it was a great conversation. I'm glad everybody liked it. I'm glad that people are letting me know how much they enjoy it, and let me tell you how you can let me know that you enjoy the PVD cast. Well, there's several different ways. First, you can tweet me at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can send me a message through the Facebook page, facebook.com/PVDcast. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have or interact with you there if you want to hit me up on any of those different ways, either email or social media. So let's talk about a few things here real quick that I mentioned at the beginning of the show I wanted to talk about. There's a couple big wrestling shows coming up that I want you to be aware of. Ohio Championship Wrestling returns to action this Saturday, May 13th. They're going to be in Canton, Ohio at the J. Babe Stern Community Center for what they're calling Bash at the Babe. It's a 7 o'clock start. There's some big matches slated to go on there. Certainly, just go to ocwrestling.net to get all of the information about how you can get tickets, who's going to be wrestling, and all of that good stuff. And check out OCW if you get a chance. And again, up in Canton this Saturday the 13th at the Babe Stern Community Center. Excuse me, the J. Babe Stern Community Center. Another big show that I want to talk about is, of course, Old Wrestling has their annual Speakeasy Spectacular happening. That is May 19th in Lakewood, Ohio. 7 o'clock are the doors. It's at Mahal's 20 Lanes. And let me tell you, if you're in the Cleveland area, you need to check this show out. Simply just because Mahal's 20 Lanes is such a sweet venue. It's such a unique venue. You definitely have to check it out. In fact, check out both these wrestling shows if you're in the northeastern part of Ohio. Another thing that I wanted to mention that I'm going to be at is May 20th. And 21st is the Three Rivers Comic Con. It's in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Pittsburgh, PA. At the Old Century 3 Mall, there's a lot of great comic book vendors and comic book stars that are going to be there. Check out threeriverscomiccon.com for more details there. And the final thing that I want to mention before I get to Orlando's fave is, of course, also on May 20th, a friend of the show that hasn't been on in quite some time, and I may have to fix that, but the Marquee Mikey D, he's finally going to tie the knot. His wonderful, wonderful, and beautiful fiance Angela and he are getting married on May 20th. I can't wait for the wedding, and I just wanted to say publicly, man, good luck, man. I mean, you two are just a great couple. I'm happy for both of you, and I wish you nothing but the best. With that being said, I got all that stuff out of the way that I wanted to get to, so there you go. You get some music. All right, it is time for Orlando's fave. And you may say, what the heck is that? Well, if you don't know, let me tell you. It's something that I think is cool, something that I think is noteworthy, something I think you should check out. That's what Orlando's fave is. And since this is a podcast episode about episodes of other podcasts, I figured why not just keep it in that same vein. That's right. So my fave for this installment of the PVD cast is another podcast. And really, honestly, you shouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, you know, I love podcasts. I love podcasting. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of several podcasts. But the newest one that I just started listening to, maybe about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, I really got to put it over. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. That's right, wrestling legends Lance Storm and his buddy Cyrus, a.k.a. Don Callis, have their own podcast. I believe it's on the Podcast One Network through Jericho's channel. Man, it's really good. I really like it. I've told lots of friends about it. I just listened to the Chris Candido, I guess you could say, memorial episode Really good stuff, but every episode's really good. If it's just a regular episode, they cover some of the stuff that's going on currently in pro wrestling. They talk with a guest. They do a little ECW throwback where they review a show and Storm and Cyrus kind of tell you some of the backstage stuff that was going on or whatnot. And those guys are really good. They give their opinions. They give their insights. And it's really entertaining. And it's about an hour, and sometimes just a little over an hour. So it's really easily... it's a real easy listen is what I'm trying to say if you're driving to work or whatnot. I highly recommend it. I really do. And I got to be honest, I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I do. But it's really darn good. And Lance Storm, I know you're probably never going to hear this episode. I will say that you are one awesome podcast host. So there you go. That's my fave for this installment of the PVD cast, Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. So with that being said, let me tell you where you can get your hands on this podcast. Five easy ways. Obviously, pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. Through Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud. No matter the method of you hearing my voice, just do me the favor, rate, review, subscribe, tell some people if you will. I would greatly appreciate it. Helps keep the numbers up, and I'm having a great 2017 in terms of my statistics, and I'd like to keep it that way. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop. So I thank you all for listening, and I'll chat at each and every one of you later.